Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experiment. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM? Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Global Happiness Specialist and Inner Peace Practitioner, Rebecca L. Norrington. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for sharing the show. Woo-wee, we have an exciting show today. I have a guest, and you know, it's not very often that I have guests, but when I do, you know it's a very special occasion, and I'm so excited to bring her on. But before I bring her on, let me just share, especially with new listeners that are finding the show, I don't know how the hell this show is growing. It's growing organically, but I want to share with the new listeners just what happiness specialist, inner peace practitioner, who is she? Who does she think she is? Well, one of the things I like to start off with is when I say happiness is a practice skill. And all it is knowing what to eliminate, the program behaviors to eliminate that are subtracting from your happiness, and then what to add and what to cultivate in your life that's going to add to happiness. And when I say, let me give you my definition of happiness. The definition is the ability to be at peace regardless of what happens, regardless of what doesn't happen. That means to surrender in every moment without resistance. That means to know, believe, trust that every single moment is there to serve you, regardless of how it feels, regardless of how it looks. Happiness is a practice skill. Happiness is a state of mind. It's a vibration. It's an energy. It's an identity. And when you make the commitment, and you prioritize happiness over everything else, over the relationships, over the money, over the titles, over all of it, and it is a commitment. It is a commitment. Let me share with you really quickly before I bring Rita on. Let me share with you really quickly a study that I think is powerful. There's a hospice nurse, and her name is Bronnie Ware, spelled B-R-O-N-N-I-E Ware. And she did a study. She interviewed her terminally ill patients. These are people that have days to live, weeks to live, months to live, and she asked them what are their five biggest regrets. And she kept getting the same answers. There were the five most common regrets of the dying. Can you imagine that? The five most common regrets of the dying. I don't know about you, but my ears are open. I'm going to be listening to that. And one of the biggest regrets of the dying is, I wish I would have pursued my dreams and aspirations and not the life others expected of me. I wish I didn't work so hard. I wish I had the courage to speak my mind and express my feelings. I wish I would have stayed in touch with my friends. And the last one, I wish I would have let myself be happier. Now, if you ask me, I think that happiness, and when I say happiness, when you ask me, and nobody did ask me, but I'm sharing anyway, when I say happiness, it is a vibration. It is a vibration you can feel, you're rooted in. It's the same vibration of peace, of contentment. It's a vibration of satisfaction. It's a vibration of balance. It's a vibration of trust. It's a vibration of ease. There's nothing you have to work. You can't work to get it. You can't work to get it. It is who you are. It's a practice of being. It's a practice of being. And when I say happiness is a practice skill, and like any other skill, the more you commit to the practice, and it is daily, it's moment by moment, the better the results. The first part of the practice is gradually eliminating the behaviors that have been proven to subtract from happiness, like having expectations, blaming someone else for how you feel, comparing yourself to others, worrying, lack of acceptance, believing words have power. I know that's a hard one, but innately words do not have power. Having attachments, noticing what someone else is doing, that means being in someone else's business. Having impatience, and some of the practices that are going to add to happiness are trusting, accepting yourself and others, self-awareness, not taking anything personally, being yourself, being okay with uncertainty. That is a practice. And with all of that, I have, and I'm so excited to welcome, Rita Ferragugia, and I'm going to read a little bit of her bio before I bring her on live. Oh, I'm so excited. Rita is a self-care, and then you're going to find out why I asked her and why I'm so excited that she's on our show, Reality Spirituality. Rita is a self-care, self-love, happiness expert. What? I have a twin. I have a sister I didn't know anything about. She is the founder and CEO of HappyBeingWell.com, HappyBeingWell.com, which is a wellness e-commerce site devoted to providing organic self-care products to amplify your wellness so you can be happy being well. Her mission is, and this is another reason, her mission is to awaken people to their love, teaching them how to reprogram their subconscious to align with truth. Oh, my goodness, I've got to hear more about this woman. Rita, thank you so much. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Rebecca. I'm excited Hello? To be on the show. Can you hear me? Hello?
Hello?
Rebecca? Rebecca? Uh-oh. Hello?
Oh, okay. Hello? I can hear you now.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, I can hear you. I guess I have to put you on speaker. Anyway, I can hear you. You can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you perfectly fine.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Whew. Thank you for agreeing to being on the show, and I'm so excited because one of the things I talk about on Reality Spirituality is reprogramming. Can you share with the listeners and with the before I go on, let me say that there is a call-in number. You can call in, audience area code 646. 564-9619, again, area code 646-564-9619. Press the number 1 if you have a question. And, we have someone who has a question already. But before I start answering or accepting the calls, I just want Rita to share with the audience how she started on this journey.
Thanks. I'm excited to be on the show, Rebecca. And yeah, how I started on this journey was, you know, it was a series of learning the benefits and the value of really dedicating and committing to self-care practices so I can tap into clarity, my inner peace, to make the right decisions in life and truly feel happy within myself and not look so much to the external so much, but really just truly enjoying, it's honestly very simple, the simple things. And it wasn't until when I started my personal development journey, you know, you learn all of these fabulous techniques, but when you get home, you know, the challenge is to actually implement, you know, these fabulous techniques that we learn to you know, stop the programming or the patterns of behavior that lead to self-destruction or chaos or confusion, self-sabotaging behaviors that are very subtle and covert that, you know, we need to be aware of what those are first in order to identify them, to stop them and then reframe them. But so, you know, it is, you know, I would learn them. I would indulge myself with all of these fabulous courses and seminars, and they get you all fired up, and you come home and you don't implement, right? So I started to learn ways to make it fun to implement these fabulous techniques to reprogram our mind through things that I love doing as a female, which is, you know, taking care of my skin, taking care of my hair, going and taking luxurious VIP baths. Like, these things are very sensual activities because they activate our feelings, right? So that's how we really tune into ourselves, is through how we feel, like really getting to learn how our bodies are feeling in the moment. So when we apply an all-natural facial mask, it activates relaxation of the nervous system because of all the natural ingredients release properties that really soothe. It's really soothing on the skin, right? So that's how we can start to tap into, oh, my body's feeling really relaxed now. Because this is something that we abandon, you know, living in a very busy life in North America. I mean, we have so many distractions, so many things demanding our attention, so many things we constantly need to learn in order to stay competitive in the marketplace, you know, and also our family lives, our personal lives, right? So we don't always have, we're not really trained or conditioned to tap into, what is our body feeling? Is my heart pounding a little faster? You know, is my muscles tense? Like, we really don't, we abandon ourselves in that sense just because of the conditioning of living a fast-paced, busy life in North America, in this North American society. So
Let me just jump in really quickly, because I was on a call yesterday, and one of the attendees, I'm not even going to, anyway, one of the attendees said that getting, and I'm quoting, getting a massage or getting your nails or getting a facial is and I'm quoting here, feels like a waste of time. Now, that's a programming. That's a programming, in my humble opinion, a waste of time. I've never heard that before, because I love massages every week, love a facial. I want somebody to wash my hair every week. So there's a lot. We are as different as our fingerprints, and what I found is, what works for me, just like you said, may not work for someone else. So how did you specifically, what specifically did you notice about yourself that you felt you wanted to explore and or expand?
Yeah, sure. So, first of all, by doing that, it allowed me to increase my intuition and trust my intuition, right? It's so popular to doubt our intuition due to all the external messages coming in. And, of course, our mind, you know, playing mind games with us through the self-doubt. So that was one, you know, really trusting my intuition and trusting my body, getting to know, like, for example, making major decisions. You know, it's so easy to get caught up in, what if I make the wrong decision? You know, so, and then your nervous system goes into chaos mode. Your mind goes into kind of a chaos mode with all the different scenarios you play out in your mind. You know, the consequences of decision A, the consequences of decision B and C and so forth. And so,
let me just jump in really quick because and the thing is with that mind, and we have people, and I'm going to get to all the callers. The thing with the mind is there is that ego mind that is always critical, just what you were describing. So just to know the difference, to know the difference between the mind and its stories and the ego and its stories, and that's one of the, because it happens to me too, that's the practice of witnessing the thoughts as opposed to identifying the thoughts. The mind, the ego can just take, just like you said, take you away. And I love how you said trust and intuition, because that intuition, we all have it, and that intuition isn't practiced. So you're saying that, the trusting and then relaxing. I just love how you discovered that. Go ahead. I just had to throw in that the mind is suspect and the stories are suspect, and I don't even pay any attention to it. But keep going.
Well, I always like to say, like, the untrained mind is the monkey mind, right? Just like the monkey jumping from branch to branch, right? They're just, you know, they're impulsive to, like, you know, jump to, right? And the mind is jumping to all these different thoughts on a very impulse level because of what we've been exposed to and how we were conditioned since we're little kids, you know. It's just, you know, the mind is going to do that. So it's, you know, the key is to, you know, when I committed to self-care and really committed to relaxing the body and taking the time out to, you know, really enjoy that time out, just to simply, you know, do a meditation. And I do different forms of meditation. It's not always the traditional lotus position. You know, the reality of it, we can meditate in different ways. We can meditate while walking, right? We can meditate simply if you're just sitting on your couch and just staring at a certain area of the wall. The point of meditation is not thinking thoughts. And so when I really discover, like, it's such a peaceful, like, I just love to sit, you know, on my couch sometimes and just stare at the clouds through my bay window and have candles lit and have my sage burning. And I'm just literally in a very tranquil, happy, serene moment. And just ecstatic just by doing that, especially after doing a traditional, you know, meditation in a lotus position. Because what happens is after my meditation, my self-awareness, my awareness increases tenfold. And I'm sure anyone who's experienced doing a quiet, silent meditation, after you open your eyes, you start to become more alive in the sense that, you know, you really see everything around you in more detail in terms of, you know, the colors around you, the shapes around you, the space around you, right? So you start to really, truly live more. You activate a more lively presence, being more present to where you are. So it always helps me to just really, truly enjoy just literally looking at the trees. I'm like in true joy, like, and
I love that. Let me go to one of the callers. They've been waiting. It's area code 803. Hold on, let me unmute your microphone. Area code 803. What's your first name and welcome to Reality Spirituality?
This is Chris.
Hi, Chris. Welcome. Do you have a question for Rita or me?
Yeah, I'm very busy and don't have no downtime. How could I get some self-care?
Go ahead.
I'm very busy. What can I do for self-care since I'm so busy?
Okay, go ahead, Rita.
You can always try to take, you know, either if you can find time when you wake up in the morning or before you go to bed, to do it like a 10-minute meditation to kind of get you started. And if you have problems, you know, a lot of people, when they start meditating, it's really difficult because, again, we're so used to living in our conscious mind, the active mind. So I would recommend starting, you know, maybe burn some incense, like sage, to help, you know, calm your nervous system down. The smell of aromatherapy calms the nervous system down. It's very calming. And even just looking at the incense kind of dance and swirl in the air is very hypnotic. Staring at a candle flame, these are all things to kind of, you know, kind of calm down the nervous system because they're very, it puts you into a trance. Doing a guided meditation, and I actually have some guided meditations on the Happy Being Well podcast. just when you, because if you're having somebody facilitate guiding you into, you know, breathing techniques, what to focus on to kind of slowly calm the body and relax each muscle and body part one at a time, it really helps to kind of get you into the meditation. And once you, and gets you familiar with that being in a meditative state, this way you can kind of graduate into doing it on your own. So it's kind of like the training wheels.
Okay.
Well, I have an answer. I have an answer for somebody that's very busy, doesn't have any time, like you. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. And this is for the first thing that I would say, and I love her answer, and I love Brita's answer, and this is my, because I hear you saying, I don't have time. So one of the things that I would suggest is every morning before you do anything, just walk outside, palms up in the air, develop a relationship with, what do you want to say, God, universe, source, higher power, spirit, whatever, bare feet, walk outside, palms up in the air and say, how can I practice more self-awareness? Because really, just like Rita's saying, more self-awareness is really the key. Self-awareness is very powerful. So you walk outside, feet on the ground, in the grass, wherever, palms up, and you start developing a relationship with the universe. Palms up, how can I develop more self-awareness? How can I find more time for self-care? Period. That's it. That can take you maybe a minute, less than that. Start with that, practice that, and then we can graduate to something else, because you're going to, I mean, when you begin to cultivate the relationship with the universe, that's all you need. The universe will bring to you everything you need when it's time. That's my suggestion. That's a New York minute kind of. Yeah, that's a New York minute kind of suggestion.
Thanks.
You going to do it? Are you going to do it?
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
Okay.
Oh, Chris, also,
all right.
I have a freebie for you. So I'm happybeingwell.com. If you go into the blog section on the resources page, you can download a free ebook on a free self-care journal that will help you through a series of journal prompts, which are a series of questions to really tap into who you really are, increase your self-awareness. So will it activate you into actually taking time to do self-care activities, like, you know, the questions are designed to help you to go within in terms of unraveling your true talents and gifts and your true fears and your true desires. It's about 50 questions, and it really goes deep. And you'll really discover yourself more through that process, through that activity, through those questions. And it gives you some in terms of how to do self-care as well that don't take too much time. And I also have a free ebook on how to do meditation made easy. So quick little hacks to get into a meditative state as well on our resources section on happybeingwell.com.
I love that. And I'm getting... Yeah, I'm
Thanks
getting chills. I love that. You're welcome. Thank you for calling. Wow, what a great, you know, that's such an everyday common issue, the time. Where's the time? And I love that, Rita. My body is still chilling up just from your answer. I really, because, you know, I can't do that. And sometimes people need to start little bitty steps. I can, you know, 1 minute, go outside. Hey, universe, how can I? How do I? Bam, it's done. Next day, same thing. Simple, easy. But I love you offering that. HappyBeingWell.com, free resources, free ebook to start on him on his journey. Ooh, oh, I love that, Rita. I'm almost, I just, I love that, that you have that free resource for people too.
I love it too.
Now,
I love that.
I was just going to say, now there's people in the queue, and if you want to have a question, just press the number one, and I will unmute you. Rita, I have another question for you. You say teaching people how to reprogram their subconscious. What, if you want to share, what did you discover yourself subconscious? What did you discover when you were doing your own dive? If you want to share, what did you discover that I can switch this, or I can eliminate this, or I can have a different perspective?
Oh yeah, sure. So, you know, doing a deep dive, you know, when I say deep dive, I mean, it is a real deep dive, because you really, truly have to bypass the conscious mind, that critical thinking mind that's really the kind of the bodyguard, you know, in terms of really going into your unconscious patterning, in terms of all those memories and feelings that still live in our body, that are really kind of dictating, you know, how we interpret certain people in situations, right? So for me, it was, you know, really coming to the truth of, one of them anyways, coming to the truth of, you know, why I was always enmeshed and always involved with, you know, narcissistic people. You know, I had a family member that was very narcissistic. So I was familiar, it was a familiar, you know, familiar type of relationship dynamic. So that was one discovery. I was like, okay, now I see why I'm always like, you know, involved in these narcissistic relationships. And so, you know, and just going through, basically you're just, you know, you're unraveling the truth of you. And then once you discover, you know, what you've been familiar with in terms of how you, your state of being has been familiar with feeling, you can change that. Once it comes to your conscious awareness, you're expanding your consciousness, you can now change your state of being, your state of living, you know, change having new experiences, and start, now you're starting to now develop a healthy relationship with yourself, so you can have more healthy relationships with others and start to expand your mind, expand your thinking to possibilities, and also be able to live and feel inner peace and inner joy and happiness, as opposed to, you know, living in that monkey mind of constantly comparing yourself to others. And I know social media has been a big part of people doing that, just so you know, you don't want to live in a place of that, but you don't want to torment yourself psychologically. You know, you want to free yourself from negative emotions, and through expanding your consciousness is essentially what I've discovered through doing things that I love doing, which are, you know, girly things like doing facials, taking baths. I would do meditations in my bath, I would throw a crystal in my bath. If I'm doing a self-love meditation, I throw a rose quartz crystal in my bath, you know, light my incense, light my candles, put in my bath salt, my bath bond, and just do a self-love meditation, right? And or whatever meditation, there's so many meditations you can do to activate more self-love, more clarity, more empowerment. And you just, you know, and that's how truly, you know, you improve the quality of your life. It all starts with you and your thinking.
Yeah. And I want to go back to that, because you had so many great points. One of the first thing is the deep, let's just go back to the deep dive. And one of the things that I found out is, you know, when I ask people, you want to be happier, everybody raises their hand, and then I give them a mirror, and now everybody runs away. Now, I'm not going to say everybody, but it is a deep dive into self and into the truth about, and the truth, listen, it's not fun. It doesn't feel good. The truth sometimes is very uncomfortable. I had a moment this morning. I mean, one of the things that subtracts from happiness is having a preference. It's having a preference of, I like hot weather, I like cold weather. I mean, really preferring something over another as opposed to accepting whatever it is in the moment. And I'm just going to throw it out because, you know, all this political crap that's going on, hey, I have a side. I have a preference. But the problem is, especially if I'm claiming to be a happiness specialist, the problem is all preferences subtract from peace. And I went outside this morning, and I just put my hands up, and I said, universe, how do I let go of all of these preferences? I prefer this way. I prefer that. How do I let go of it? And I couldn't stop crying because I could feel the truth in letting go. It's a part of me because the preferences are all authored by the ego too, authored by the mind too. The stories that the mind tells for me, none of them are true. It's really a process for me to let go of thinking I know what's going to be better for this world, thinking I know what's a better cause. That's just my journey, letting it go this morning and letting the universe do the work for me, because they already told me, you don't have anything to do, Rebecca. We got you. Accept every moment the way it's playing out. Accept every moment and then trust, like you said earlier, Rita. Trust. That was my morning. It was brutal.
Yeah, to detach from expectations and outcomes.
Yes.
And that's detaching. And part of that really is really just kind of living in the now. When we say the now, when I really do love my skincare, you know, routine, because I love putting on the all natural facial mask because it really truly soothes. It feels very soothing to my skin and it relaxes me. And so I do my activations in the mirror as I'm doing it. So I'm killing two birds with one stone. I'm taking care of my skin so it looks youthful and radiant and it feels good. You know, I'm tapping, it feels my body. It feels good. It's very sensual. I'm cultivating a relationship with how my body feels, tapping into that and also saying an affirmation to strengthen my empowerment, strengthen my clarity, strengthen my strength through the affirmation. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite affirmations is every day I'm getting better and better in every way as I'm applying the facial mask. Then I'll lie down, wait till it dries, and I'll apply my crystals on my chest and I hold them in my hands and do a silent meditation, or I may do a guided meditation, whatever feels appropriate for me for that particular day. So, and then it just feels, I'm just in the moment, right? Let me just enjoy feeling the soothing sensual effects of the mask and just the crystals, right? And just be at peace and just not think, right? And just truly just be tranquil. And afterwards, you kind of get up and you wash the mask off and, okay, now what do I have to do for the day? And you're just refreshed and recharged and focused on, you know, every little task you need to do to get to, you know, how you want to feel and what you want to create. It always says,
you know, when you were speaking, I had this visualization of just feeling melted, just melting, just a soft melting. The way you were describing it, I felt like melting. It was a really great, yeah.
You're melting away, you know, any pressures, because we all feel pressure to varying degrees on some level, right? There's always pressure to make decisions, what you're going to do with the day, this is just life, right? And
yeah,
so...
It sounds like a glorious way to prepare. It sounds like a glorious way to prepare for the next moment. But I have a very tough question for you. You ready? It's really going to be – put your seatbelt on for this one. You ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Put your seatbelt on, sweetie. Put your seatbelt on. I watched the movie last week for the first time. I watched Gandhi. And – Yeah, I know, Beth. So I never saw it. And so I watched this man's journey, all about peace, no fighting. They imprisoned him I don't know how many times, at least, who knows, maybe it was at least 10 throughout his life, 5 to 10. He didn't have oils. He didn't have the crystals. He didn't have the facial. What do you do when you don't have that stuff?
Well, you have to just, you know, through meditation, you know, those are tools to help, yeah, to help, you know, calm your nerves down so you can easily go into a meditative state and tap into that inner peace. If you don't have those tools, then, yeah, you just have to, you know, you don't have training wheels. So you just jump on the bike and learn how to ride, right? So you just quiet your mind by guiding your mind through breathing, calming your nervous system down, just guiding yourself into that and tapping into connecting with whatever higher source you believe, God, universe, or higher self, you know, tapping into that and tapping into your inner strength and inner peace.
Mm-hmm. And that's why when I say it's a practice skill, it is a skill, and even going back from Gandhi to Mandela, 30 years of imprisonment. So the practice, this is my take on it. The practice is first. Everything else is extra, and not extra, but everything else can be added or subtracted. But the peace that you're rooted in, this is my perspective, the peace that I'm rooted in is rooted whether I'm in a jail cell or whether I'm in the forest walking in nature or whether I am in a race car. So the practice has nothing to do with anything external. And that is that is the key. I went from Oregon to now I'm living in Las Vegas, two totally separate houses. I don't know if you ever remember that Green Acres. Green Acres is the place to be. You know that. Please tell me you know that TV show. It's old. Farm living is the life for me. Anyway, it was this very wealthy woman that lived in this high rise, and now she's living in this farm. She's living in this farm with animals. And it was the same kind of experience from Oregon, living in this beautiful, beautiful dream home, if you will, to living in this place that I have to sometimes if the cabinet, it can't, some of the cabinets don't close, some of the drawers I have to angle it. I mean, I have to jimmy rig all of this stuff in here. The pain is, don't even ask. So it was really about the practice. Really, Rebecca, you need to have that kitchen drawer closed every time you try to close it. You can't just kind of shimmy it. You mean you really? Oh, don't mention the water leaking. Don't mention the low speed internet. Don't mention anything. And so I discovered that things had to look a certain way. And I can throw that to makeup. I was talking about makeup earlier, and one of the things that I learned in Oregon, living in California, to let go of that whole makeup thing. I have to have makeup. No. I can, 4.5 years, the universe beat into my skull, you're beautiful without the makeup. But it took, for some reason, it wasn't time for me to get that feeling beautiful without any makeup. And the makeup was the programming. That's just my story. So it's a stripping of the programming that brings peace. It's the recognizing the programming that brings peace. organizing the programming and eliminating the programming. What's your perspective on all of that, my dear Rita?
Yeah, absolutely. It first starts with we have to identify what the programming is, not through a series of, you know, trying to tap into your unconsciousness, because the conscious mind, we will live in a place of illusion. The unconscious mind is a lot of illusions taking place, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because of the ego mind, defense mechanisms, right? So if we can really work on getting into that unconscious mind, great way, of course, is meditation, because you're living, you know, you're in that unconscious subconscious state. So, and journaling, but, you know, when you journal, like, try to be relaxed and get into the subconscious state as well when journaling, so you can tap more into truth to unravel those programs, those past experiences that's molded your limiting beliefs or stories that you have told yourself that you need X, Y, and Z in order to get A, B, and C, right? So once we identify that, we're able to release it, because we're saying, oh, how silly that is. And just maybe like make, you know, say it in a funny voice. Oh, I need to wear makeup all the time to be worthy. Say it in a funny voice, right? And it just kind of blows it out, because you see how silly it is and where it came from, and ask yourself, like, what is it that I need to learn from this experience, and what do I need to release? And then that's when you can really empower yourself and be more free from those limited constraints of that particular small-minded thinking as a result of these past patterns of beliefs and stories and behaviors that were adopted, like, could have been adopted, you know, when you were 4 or 7, you know what I mean? They live within us, and sometimes we just can't recognize them because they were there for so long that they just embedded in yourself.
Because we're coming to a little bit of the end of the show, but I have to point something that you said, which is so important. And one of the things that subtracts from happiness is thinking anything is serious and thinking anything is important. That vibration of serious, this is important. And I'm even going all the way to health, all of it. So I love that you said that. And then, oh, shoot, what else did you say that I wanted to touch on? Oh, this is what I want to say. Audience, I've said this before, we are as different as our fingerprints. And so customize this journey for you. Customize the journey for you, because you are unique and you are different. And I meditate in the shower sometimes. I go outside to have conversations. So work it so it's going to work for you. Rita, share with the audience how they can reach you, what you would like them to know. And I really, really love that you took the time to share on the show. Where can they find you? What you've already offered a free on your website. So please share with the audience more information about you and how they can find you.
Yeah, sure. They can find me on Instagram using the handle Happy Being Well. They can find me on Facebook using the Instagram Happy Being Well. The website happybeingwell.com. There is a contact us section. I oversee those emails. I have a podcast, the Happy Being Well podcast, which is on Apple, iTunes, and Spotify. Episodes are released weekly with either myself speaking, guided meditations, or speaking about techniques to achieve your inner peace and clarity. I have guests. I had actually Rebecca was on Happy Being Well. We have guests on the show as well, transformation experts on the show, talking about how to achieve more clarity, how to transform your life, transform yourself, be more empowered, achieve self-love. through self-care. So those are ways to find and reach me. And I have lots of free ebooks on Happy Being Well. Like there's plant-based recipe ebooks, there's an ebook, a free ebook on happybeingwell.com under the blog section on the resources page, how to overcome limiting beliefs. So it actually walks you through how to identify those limiting beliefs and then how to overcome them, how to release them. And also how to banish imposter syndrome, free ebook as well on there. So there's a lot of free ebooks there for people to download for free.
Thank you so much. Oh, my goodness. This has been so helpful. And we have a few people in the queue, but they just wanted to listen. They didn't want to ask questions. I really appreciate your time, Rita. Thank you again. And for the other listeners, all the listeners, that's the end of today's show. Thank you for listening to Reality Spirituality Radio. The Truth About Happiness is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My website, which is going to be updated and improved, is RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. LinkedIn, my Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. I have a few videos on YouTube. I know, I'm working on it. And my first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon. And the second book that I'm writing now, Program for Unhappiness, will be out sometime this year. And until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who the hell you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be kind and be patient to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality Radio with yours truly, Global Happiness Specialist Rebecca L. Norrington. Have a conscious week, and remember, happiness is a practice skill, and your experience in every moment reflects on what you practice. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
man. Spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Get real good.
Get real good.
Get spiritual.
Now, that's what I'm about to say.
Time to get real.